The Adobe Bookshop in San Francisco has been converted into a rainbow of books. All 20,000-some-odd used books in the store have been arranged on the shelves by color. All the red spines grouped together, blending into orange, yellow, and on through the spectrum. It's the visual dream of Chris Cobb, a 34-year-old artist. He describes what it's like when you walk into the bookshop.
There are two skylights in the room, and what happens in the daytime is that natural light just makes one wall glow in this kind of unearthly way. The spectrum begins with red, and you notice that immediately when you walk in, and it almost like emits this radiant glow, and the whole color spectrum shifts as you walk down the aisle. It's really something.
When you came up with the idea, what was it that inspired this? What vision was this that you had?
I do a lot of different kinds of work with different media, and the one principle I use is I try to take something very ordinary and kind of subvert it or change its system a little bit to reveal something kind of that you would never see otherwise, and this was kind of an extension of that.
And nobody's getting confused looking for a book maybe by, subject or title or author or something?
Actually, what's happened is people have been saying it's something really magical and they would never see it anywhere, and it makes the process of looking for used books a lot funner.
Well, apart from the aesthetics of looking around and seeing this wonderful rainbow effect, is there one favorite color discovery that you've made?
A color discovery that I made probably that's the strangest to me is that we ended up with a big stack of hot pink books.
Uh-huh.
And I had this strange moment where I had no idea where they would belong. And we had to work to try to insert them into the spectrum somewhere because the hot pink seemed like kind of out of the normal spectrum.
So where did it end up?
We had also a stack of lavender, and we put it at the end of blue, and then it blended slowly into brown and then into white.
Now, you didn't do this reorganization all by yourself. It sounds like you had a team of happy workers helping you out. How'd you do it?
That's absolutely right, because it really came down to having a dedicated group of about 15 or 16 people. We came in there at 10 o'clock at night, and then we worked all night, and we just tore the place apart. It was incredible. There were books everywhere, stacks like 3 and 4 feet high, and they worked so hard.
And how long did it take?
It took 10 hours.
10 hours. For 20,000 books, not too bad.
It was definitely a managerial task, and we definitely had to take breaks, and there were a few points, like about, I'll say about 4:30 in the morning, when everybody was fatigued and it was looking really ugly. There were books everywhere, and people were getting tired and knocking over giant stacks of books and getting upset. Some people, they were about to cry, and it was just like, I knew right then I needed to get everyone to slow down. I turned the music off. I said, look, everybody needs to take breaks. We need to go out one at a time, get air, and when we come back, we're just going to go ahead and try to finish this off.
Wow, it sounds like it turned into a little bit of an ordeal.
I think that was the moment that crystallized the whole project for me, actually, was the moment of high, intense stress, because I kind of always felt there are two kinds of people in the world. There's stackers, and then there's spreaders. And it's great when you get a bunch of stackers together, but if you mix the stackers and spreaders, it's just chaos.
Chris Cobb, thanks so much.
And thank you.
Chris Cobb, creator of the art installation that arranged all the used books at San Francisco's Adobe Bookshop by color. The books are set to be returned to their multicolored jumble on December 10th. You can see photos of the installation at our website, npr.org.